ended the troubles and cares of the story, then won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there?
Wonderful there.
Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Wonderful there where the tempest will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Jesus, my Savior, I'm coming right now. Humbly before Thee this moment I bow. Praying, forgive me for wrongs I have done. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Years I have wasted, so lost and undone, weeping, repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Always I'm doing that which I'd not do. I've been unfaithful, yes, I've been untrue. Still Thou hast loved me, O merciful One. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Years I have wasted, so lost and undone, weeping, repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Tears fill my eyes now and I bow my head, knowing for me Thy life's blood Thou didst shed. Yet I have drifted the way I did shun. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son. Years I have wasted, so lost and undone, weeping, repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called Thy son.
292.
Okay, 292. We're traveling on to that blessed home where saints immortal dwell. We'll join in song. song with loved ones there, and may our voices swell. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of God's dear Son. There'll be no sun, no stars, nor moon in that sweet home on high, for God Himself and His dear Son will be the light up there. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of God's dear Son? There'll be no hate, no pain, no tears, no sorrow, nor despair. For in that home of peace and love, our loved ones always there. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of God's dear Son? There'll be no farewell tears to shed, and there'll be no goodbyes, for in that home of pure delight, forever before our eyes. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of God's dear Son? We'll see our Savior as He is, and shout His praise on high. We'll all be one, united band, and never feel a sigh. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of God's dear Son?
I have a feeling from it.
inside. My Lord is coming to his bride, and when he comes, I want to see the glorious meeting it will be. He has a mansion where they'll meet to part no more. The thought is sweet, and they together.
Communest friend with friend, draw me.
Still the storm of life is
lack of ages, I don't really know.
54.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flows be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand, no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold the old light throne, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Lead
me safely on by the narrow way from the shores of time to the realms of day. By the cross of Christ may I ever stand as I journey on to the better land. Lead me on. Safely on by thy tender love through this world of sin to my home above. Lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on
by the straight and narrow way. Lead me on.
Storms of life mid the ocean's foam,
Psalms 122 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is come back together. Whether the tribes go up in the tribes of the Lord into the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Welcome everyone that's come out to be this morning to be with us. We trust that we've come for one purpose, and that is to worship and praise God's name. We have an obligation to react to God's love to us. He told us that he loved us with an everlasting love, and our reaction should be that we love him in return. That is the first command, that we love the Lord our God. We have a time of sadness as we've gathered today. Buried a very dear friend, Elder J.D. Belton. I've mentioned his name on the prayer list several times in the past. He passed away this past week, was buried yesterday. Dear friend, served many churches in this area for a long time, and will be greatly missed. I understand Brother Philip lost a dear friend this week also, to Alzheimer's, and want to remember his family also in our prayers. Awful glad to hear the good news about Brother Tim that was operated on this week, and I understand he's doing quite well. Glad to hear that. The Lord was with him, and we were thankful for that. Is there anyone else that we need to remember as we go to the Lord in prayer? I understand Sister Mosley is still confined to a wheelchair. We want to remember her and her husband. They've had quite a bit of problems. We need to remember them in our prayers. Anyone else? Where's your grandson at now? Is he still stateside? Or?
Missouri. Yeah, one. I've got two of them now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. One's in the Navy. Zach, where are you? My granddaughter, Kathleen Lambert. They've operated it on quite a few times and had a hard time getting it to do as they wished, but the thing they did this time is still work. Thank you, we all remember her.
We all have medical concerns. I understand Brother Hilton has got some very good news from his doctor, and we're thankful for that. That's what we pray for, that God will heal in his own way. And I think Brother Hilton will be the first to tell you that the Lord's been awful good to him, blessed him, and as he has to all of us. We have a mind and a presence to be in the house of God. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace and comfort of his people. This is a good place to be this day, that we can lift up our voices for no other reason than to thank him for the blessings he's got. We don't assemble today to try to save anybody. We don't try to improve on God's plan. We just want to come this day and praise him for what he's done for us and ask for his mercy and grace. Brother Keith, you have a song we sang.
175.
Number 175, Stand and Rest Your Legs If You Have a Mind To. After which I'll endeavor to go to the Lord in prayer.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless. The heart of God, oh,
near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
I ask that you pray with me as we go to the Lord. As the angels hovered around the throne of God and declared, "Holy, holy, holy art thou name. Gracious God, we come before thee not knowing how to pray or what to pray for, but we ask, O Lord, that you would hear our petitions. Gracious God, we bow before thee this day, asking for thy mercy and thy grace as we come this way today, that we may lift up thy name in praise and adoration. Gracious God, we have concerns of health and a country that's in trouble and a nation that's in trouble and a world that's in trouble. And we ask, O Lord, that you look down upon us this day and grant us just for a while that we may stand in the gates of Jerusalem and seek thy peace. Gracious God, we ask you to be around about those that's assembled here. And we ask you to give them a hearing ear and an understanding heart that they may hear thy name proclaimed in a glorious and an honorable way. Gracious God, we ask you to be around about us that we may worship thy name and see thy glory magnified in all that we do. Gracious God, we ask you to be around about the sick and afflicted that's been mentioned. We ask, O Lord, that those that's gone through the surgeries, that you'd be around the doctors and heal the sicknesses that they attend to. Gracious God, give them a wisdom and an ability to look after us when we get sick and bless our loved ones that's had the operations. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to be around about those that's facing the terrible diseases that we have in this world. We ask you to lift them up, O Lord, and give them a healthy body and a strengthened mind that they may look for thee in thy peace and thy comfort. Gracious God, we ask, O Lord, that you be around about our soldiers and our sailors, whether they be on this land or on foreign lands. We ask you to keep them safe. Keep them, O Lord, in thy healing hand and thy safety and thy comfort, O Lord. Be around about them and cause them to return to their homes when their time is due. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to be around about this church and all the churches that meet this day in thy name. We ask, O Lord, that would cause these churches to proclaim thy name in spirit and truth, that we may worship thee and see thy glory. Gracious God, be with us this day. In precious name of Jesus, through his shed blood and by his mercy, we humbly pray. And amen.
Amen.
We read back in the book of Genesis, if you read the Bible in it all, you read about a very beautiful story where God created. He created each day in the beginning. And at the end of each day, he proclaimed everything that was created to be good. And when everything was just right, and I want you to just imagine that just for a moment. I want you to imagine a world where everything is just right, where nothing is broken, where nothing needs fixing or nothing needs improving or cleaning or whatever. And that was the world that God created. And when everything was just right, we read where God formed the dust of the ground into a body. And he breathed life into that body. And he called him man. And he put man in a garden. Here was a perfect creator. And when he created what he created, man in this garden, He said it was very good. So you have a perfect creator creating a perfect creature and put him in a perfect garden. This was a paradise that we cannot envision. But then man broke God's laws. And sin entered in. And this bond that was present between the perfect creator and the perfect creature by nature, it was a perfect bond, a unity, a fellowship. And once man broke the law, he became imperfect. He became stained. And likewise, that bond between the two was broken. And man, in his imperfect state, was not allowed to continue dwelling in the garden. We know how the story goes from there. But religion is based upon man's attempt to restore that which was lost, to try to get back to the original state before this bond was broken. And different religions have different ways of trying to get back to where they are. Some say you have to do this to get back there, and some say you have to do this. And that's why we have this religion, and this religion. That's simplifying it a whole lot, but you understand what I mean. The reason I want to tell you about this, I read an article in a magazine just this week that I get. And it was about large Protestant churches in some of the larger cities, and I think it's in Atlanta and Fort Worth and Dallas and Tampa and a few places like that, are trying a new way of worship. It's called Chrislam. It's a combination of Christianity and Islam. And it said in this past Sunday that they had the Quran in the back of the benches. I think they call them pews. They're benches to me. They had Qurans alongside of the pew Bibles. And the Sunday schools had lessons about how good and great Islam was. And they had guest speakers and lecturers come into the worship service and to tell all the good stuff about Islam. The theory they have is that if we can just all get along and we'll take the good parts of Christianity and the good parts of Islam and put them together, and maybe between the two of us, we can figure out how to get back to this original state. That's what we're here for, is, they say, is to get back to this original state. And if we can take these two big religions and put them together, we'll have a better chance of figuring it out. At least figure out how to get back in that garden. Now, this is not only ridiculous, but it's blasphemous. It won't work. But the reason I tell it to you is because it highlights the different ways that man has invented to try and fix what's broken. That's what we try to do. And every time somebody comes up with a way that they think will work, and it's better than your way or your way, then I'll start another religion, say, hey, look what I've got. Come join me and we can fix this and we can get back into the garden if we just do this. I've had a revelation, or I found some books under a tree stump or something that allows me to say my religion is better than yours. And we can get back to that. We're still trying to get into the paradise, and we're just going in different directions from what the perfect Creator told us to do. The problem is that this has always been going on, and we just laugh it off as being insignificant. These people don't know any better, but now we see that this type blasphemy is starting to infect the truth of gospel of Christ. And people are looking at it as another way to heal what's wrong. And we see the followers of these false gods are trying to bring our God down and put our book right beside of their book. Now, I'm not picking on Muslims. Yeah, I am too. But I'm picking on everybody that doesn't follow the Word of God. I just use Muslims because that's what the article is about. But the problem is now, instead of just laughing off,